Game On.
Game On.
2FM.
You're listening to the Game On podcast. You can join us nightly on 2FM, Monday to Friday from 7. We're going to talk as much about psychology as we will about performance. The Liverpool manager, Brendan Rodgers, last night conceded the English Premier League title to Manchester City. Liverpool, if you look at the table this evening, they're a point clear. City obviously play Aston Villa tomorrow. City have a game in hand. And then you look at the weekend, Liverpool play Newcastle. City take on Southampton. It's all kind of got blown away in spectacular fashion from a Liverpool perspective last night. 3-0 away, they led Crystal Palace with 55 minutes played. 3 goals in the final 11 minutes saw Palace secure a draw. Afterwards, here are the thoughts of Brendan Rodgers.
The important thing was to win the game tonight, to at least put some sort of pressure on Manchester City, but very disappointing how we conceded the 3 goals. It was real poor defending was what cost us there, and obviously they show great spirit to come back into it. You know, even at 3-0 in the modern game, it's always a difficult score, but really the comfort we had in the game and the quality we showed to get 3-0 up, you've got to manage the game better than that. We needed to win tonight, so I think Manchester City will go on and win the 2 games, and as I said, they'll be champions. But for us, it's been an outstanding season up until now. You know, for us to, as I said, to get to 81 points, you know, it's a great achievement for where we're at. We're obviously disappointed now, but we'll go again. We've got a great game at Anfield now to finish the season and keep looking to build and develop what we're doing.
That's Brendan Rodgers chatting last night. We're going to chat about the game and the mental process involved. We're joined initially by Pat Fenlon. Pat, how are you?
I'm not bad. I mean yourself?
I'm in good form. Looking at it last night, spectacular match. I don't know how many people switched off the 3-0 to perhaps watch the snooker or whatever else, but like a collapse the like of which Liverpool displayed last night. How do you explain it?
I don't know, because I watched the whole game, and like you say, even at 3-0, even during the game before Liverpool got to 3-0, Palace didn't really play as well as they had been over the period of time. I've seen against Chelsea, they were very, very good. In previous games, they were, they looked like hitting teams on the counter-attack, but last night they just looked like, they'd got safe. Liverpool were going to, romp home, and that was it. But I don't think anybody's seen the comeback that happened, and from Liverpool's point of view, it was obviously a disaster for them.
And it did seem to be a case that when Palace scored that first goal, 79 minutes, that you just saw Liverpool almost deflate in front of your eyes. And maybe in hindsight, the writing was on the wall the minute the first goal went in.
Yeah, but I mean, it shouldn't be. 79 minutes, you're 3-0 up, 3-1. You just show up shop, finish the game out, take the points. As Brendan said before the game, he would have taken a 1-0. He certainly should have taken a 3-1. And that's when you're looking for your senior players and your leaders to get hold of the team on the pitch and say, right, well, we have the 3 points. Let's move on. City can drop points along the way, which has been proven over the last few weeks. So we just got to make sure we leave Selhurst Park with 3 points. And that's what will be eaten away with the players today, I would think, the fact that they didn't see the game out themselves and just get over the line.
Stay with us, Pat, if you would. Dr. Olivia Hurley is a lecturer in psychology and sports psychology at Dunleary Institute of Art, Design and Technology. Olivia, how are you?
I'm very good, Damien. How are you?
Not too bad. Nice to talk to you again. From a psychological point of view, looking at last night's game, is it a mental collapse as much as it is a tactical collapse?
I think I'd have to agree with that, yeah, based on what I've been hearing today. I tuned in myself only when social media started to go wild about the Palace comeback. You're right in the sense that kind of looking at the first goal and then seeing the reaction of the Liverpool players, there, I suppose, was a sense of anxiety and a sense of panic that did appear to kind of exude from in terms of their body language and in terms of the way that they started to play. And instead of, as your speaker there said, closing up shop, they sat back and didn't kind of exert their authority on the game. So it was a mental issue.
And to develop that then slightly, Liverpool would have gone into the game, and while they might not have said it publicly, privately, they knew they needed to massively enhance their goal difference. So they're chasing goal after goal after goal. When it got back to 3-1, suddenly the entire week's work has been deflated straight away. And from a sports person's point of view, how difficult is it to make that mental adjustment?
It can be quite difficult. I mean, one of the things that we know that happens is when people get a bit anxious and start to panic and start to try and force the performance, their concentration goes. And when that happens, anxiety is one of the biggest things that affects concentration. So what tends to happen is that the players are trying harder you know, mentally and physically for to turn things around, and yet they start to kind of unravel even quicker. And that's a very common thing that happens when, you know, your mindset and the way that you've prepared isn't quite like having you in a state where you can see potentially what could happen and be prepared for what potentially could happen. And I think that there probably is a little bit of onus on, you know, Brendan Rodgers as well, in the sense that I think the previous week against Norwich, similar things had happened. And the players didn't really seem to learn from the mistakes, and the management didn't seem to really learn from the mistakes of what had happened the previous week. You know, you've got to kind of foresee what potentially can happen and give your players the tools to be able to deal with that.
Well, then, Pat, from a managerial perspective, you had the flip side of this during your time in charge of Hibs, didn't you? Were you 3-0 down against, was it Falkirk in the Cup, yeah, and then bounced back? So, you know, did you get all the credit that day?
Well, it's funny because we're coming off 3.5 time and we got absolutely hammered. I think a lot of Hibs fans had left, and then, you know, you try to get inside the player's head to say, right, the next goal is really important. If we can get one, you know, they are the young team. You can play on that a little bit and they will get edgy. And that's what happened. We scored fairly quickly and you could see them get very, very edgy because they had a cup final place done and dusted according to them, and then all of a sudden it's taken away. And the anxiety does kick in. I think one of the big problems for Liverpool, they've been playing with a lot of emotion for the last 3 or 4 weeks. I think since Hillsborough, the anniversary of Hillsborough, there's been a real hype about Liverpool. Like, you know, that drains players as well. And I think once, you know, they've always played all season where, you know, I believe Brendan's philosophy is, look, if they score two, we'll score three. I don't think you can do it at the top level of the Premiership. The goals conceded is phenomenal for a team that's in the position they're in. The fact that Suarez, Sturridge and Sterling have scored so many goals has also been phenomenal. But I think a lot of emotion has been attached to Liverpool. Have never won the Premier League. 25 years at Hillsborough. And I think maybe a lot of that is catching up with them as well.
And then, Pat, to talk about what Brendan Rodgers can do going forward. Players presumably were off today. There's club awards, dinners are on tonight. They're building up now for the game on Sunday. You'd imagine the vast amount of the squad are going to go off on World Cup duty, will be on holiday straight away from Monday. They won't feature in Dublin for the friendly next week. So in terms of rebuilding from this, Rodgers has a very limited amount of time to try and lift the heads again.
He has, yeah, but football is a funny game. It can be a very cruel game, and I'm sure Liverpool fans will be looking at that. And, you know, for Man City against Villa, can Villa nick something out of the game, and then the thing changes again and pressure. City are not playing brilliantly well. They're getting results. They're getting over the line and limping over it a little bit. But, you know, Liverpool, if they don't win it, and it looks like at this stage they probably won't, it will have a huge effect on them, because I think even most genuine Liverpool fans, looking from the outside as a non-Liverpool supporter, this is a big year for them. It was a great chance for them to win it. Manchester United struggling. Chelsea probably not at the strength they want to be. You would think next year United will be strong. Chelsea will be stronger again. Arsenal will be strong. It will become more difficult maybe for Liverpool to go and win it. The only plus they have is that they are in that Champions League position. They've got a lot of money to spend now, and they need to really strengthen the team. And anybody looking at it knows they need to go and get two quality centre-halves and maybe a left-back. And even centre midfield may be an area where they need to strengthen as well.
Olivia, from a psychological point of view, people have talked about Liverpool not having the experience of getting over the line compared to Manchester United and Manchester City, who have done it in recent years. Is there a case that can be put together that last night and this kind of little end of season collapse can actually stand to them next season?
It can. I mean, definitely, I think there was a comment made afterwards that they kind of showed a bit of inexperience in that they found themselves in this position at the end of the season where they're potentially, you know, going to win the Premiership. And they haven't coped well with being able to be in that position, you know, whether or not they expected to be there. But that's where they found themselves. And they don't seem to have had the tools for to be able to get themselves over the line. I do think that Pat is right, that other teams, you know, potentially will build and maybe they'll feel, well, we might not get this chance again. But it can work in the opposite way as well. You can actually use that as a motivator and a way to drive the players for next year, because basically what's happened this week and last week, it really hurts. You know, the players, you remember the good performances, but the performances that are taken away from you cruelly, like last night, that really, really is hard to forget. Okay. And if Brendan Rodgers can actually use that, it can be actually a great mental asset. I mean, you tend to perform better in years after you've had huge disappointments like that, in some cases, because the players use it because they can feel the hurt, and they use that as a motivator and a way to kind of prepare for the following year. So I wouldn't write them off for next year. I mean, I do agree that other teams potentially will build and get stronger, and, you know, they may not have a chance to kind of be where they are this time next year again. But at the same time, I think that they may be, if they, as I say, strengthen the squad in certain positions, okay, they may be able to use the hurt in a very productive way. But I do think they need to work on that kind of, you know, inexperience. They show kind of a mental inability to adjust when things kind of went wrong. And that's something that Brendan Rodgers and maybe, you know, Steve Peters, who's working with them, you know, should be focusing in on that, because that would seem to be a weakness.
Bad night for him with Ronnie O'Sullivan losing the World Snooker Championship as well.
So, I was stricken between the two. So, he didn't have the best night. But he seems to, you know, maybe England in the World Cup, they'll turn it around.
We'll see how the penalties work out. Olivia, good to talk to you as always. Thanks for joining us.
You too, Damien.
Dr. Take Olivia Hurley joining us there. And Pat Fennell as well. Pat, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Damien. Cheers.
Game over.